And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and Sue Balcom joins us from our studio in Bismarck. Sue is with the Root Cellars Farm near Mandan.
Sue, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm very happy to have you here because today we're going to talk about my absolutely favorite thing to eat in mass quantity, especially ice cream.
And what's your favorite flavor?
Good God.
She is perplexed.
Yeah, do you like it plain?
So many. No, not usually. I mean, a really, really good vanilla, you know, made with real vanilla beans and real cream, I will do that. But I usually go for some of the less common flavors, like an Earl Grey with a shortbread in there,
or a
honey lavender, or a sage. I really love coconut ice cream, macadamia. Am I just going to talk?
You do have exotic taste in ice cream.
I thought I was exotic. It was a Neapolitan.
Orange and licorice is a really good combination.
Vanilla, strawberry, and chocolate. Are there others?
Ooh. Oh. I definitely, when I'm on vacation, if it's an ice cream I haven't heard of, have to try it, and I will tell you, it is becoming increasingly difficult.
Well, around the 4th of July, one of the, the crazy things we do is during the hottest time of the year, we try to find a very cold treat, and ice cream is that treat.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and who doesn't like ice cream? They made ice cream from the dawn of time, I think. But what you need to know is that ice cream is simply frozen cream that's been sweetened or flavored, and it's so easy to make. I think everybody should give it a try.
Well, when I was a kid, my grandmother's house had an ice door in it. You know, the ice man would come by, slide in the big brick of ice, and that would then go into the refrigerator. There wasn't a freezer. So ice cream is a perishable thing. I would say in years past, when you made it, you ate it, I take it.
Well, absolutely, and everybody used to make it on the farm. You know, the cream that came from a cow is rich and wonderful. And there were lots of kids, though, back then in those families. You know, my mom had a huge family. I interviewed somebody named Benjamin Vetter, who lives in the Linton area, I think. And he talks about how, you know, when you make ice cream and you can't freeze it. And they made it by the gallons, you know, like 3 gallons of ice cream. And he said, well, he had 9 brothers or something like that. And so can you picture all these kids after making ice cream and sitting around on the porch with a big bowl and spoons and shoveling as fast as you can because it's too hot outside for it to keep very long.
Well, and a wonderful thing about ice cream is it's very, very easy to make, and you don't even need real fancy equipment. It sometimes helps to have a more expensive ice cream maker, but you can make it pretty decently with the $10 ones.
Oh, the best thing I ever did for myself was one week I had, like, so many extra farm eggs, I didn't know what to do with them before they spoiled. So I Googled recipes and came up with this ice cream recipe that used egg yolks. Mm. So I then invested in a $50 Cuisinart that we always keep in the freezer, mm-hmm, so that at a moment's notice, you could whoop up some ice cream, which you can experiment with because it only makes a quart at a time. And so at Christmas time, we have eggnog ice cream. And around the 4th of July, I make cinnamon ice cream, which is my favorite. Mm. It is nothing better.
Oh, that sounds good. Do yourself a favor and experiment with pistachio and rose water. That's one of my favorites to make.
I love pistachios, and I love green. And so that would be right up my alley.
So when I was a kid, I think my parents amused themselves by buying one of those crank ice cream makers because they knew once we got started, we couldn't stop until it was ice cream. And I think they just were amused by us actually working at making something. But that raises another question with me because that was ice cream, but we made it with milk. There are different products out there. There's ice cream, there's ice milk, there's sherbet, there's different stuff.
Right. Now, sherbet basically is not on my radar in June because that's kind of like sugar water that's been frozen, sort of. But when we were kids and my mom couldn't afford to buy ice cream, she bought something called ice milk, which was basically the same thing, only it didn't have all that fat from the cream in there. But I have to laugh because it was a lower fat product and it was less expensive. So according to something I found online in 1994, the United States Food and Drug Administration changed a rule that said that you could call ice milk low-fat ice cream. Therefore, it was in great demand with everybody being on diets, and so the price went up. And so it doesn't make any sense to eat ice milk anymore when you can have the real deal ice cream.
Yeah, what is low-fat ice cream, though? I mean, is it made with skim milk? I won't even try it. I'm not going to lie.
No, actually, they just, like I said, just use milk. You know, the cream, when you milk a cow, they separate the cream from the milk. Okay. And usually back in the day, that was called skim milk, and they fed it to the pigs because it was, you know, like white water, I guess. But the cream is what you really want. And so the difference between the milk and cream is the difference in the fat content. And so it's basically the same thing, but it just doesn't have all that good, rich flavor.
I'm guessing that the less cream you have, the more sugar you put in, because one way or another, you want it sweet.
That might be a good point. But, you know, there's different. Vanilla ice cream is still my favorite because I always think, well, if I have plain vanilla ice cream, I can add strawberries, or I can add strawberries and chocolate, or I can add strawberries and caramel and whipped cream and bananas and chocolate. So I can have whatever I want if I start out with your basic ice cream recipe. But being a connoisseur of vanilla ice creams, I do have my preferences. And one of them is either New York or French vanilla ice cream as opposed to just regular vanilla ice cream.
Well, what's the recipes?
Well, hey, the big difference is the color. Now, if you've seen them next to each other in the store, you'll see that French vanilla or New York vanilla is sort of yellow. And that's because, and I found this recipe from 1907 that I'm just going to have to try sometime when I buy a bigger ice cream freezer. You use a whole gallon of cream and 24 egg yolks.
Wow.
Along with 2 pounds of sugar, and then your vanilla flavor comes from the vanilla beans. Now, this has to be cooked. You don't use raw eggs in ice cream, so that you kind of make a pudding with all those egg yolks, and those vanilla beans are kind of simmered in the cream so that the flavor comes out and the little specks get in there. Mm. And then the yolks provide that nice, rich yellow flavor. And then, of course, you chill that concoction in the refrigerator. And then when it's really hot out, right before you're going to sit down and enjoy it, you get it cranked up in that ice cream machine, the ice cream freezer, and then eat it as fast as you can, because I really like that idea.
Yeah. That's Benjamin Vetter had a great idea.
Right.
So we'll
right.
keep that tradition alive.
So that's the French ice cream.
Right. Now, okay. The New York vanilla ice cream is made approximately the same way, but it's not quite as rich because it uses half milk and half cream and only 16 eggs, and they're whole eggs this time instead of just the yolks. Now, that brings to mind something else that I thought about growing up, and that's the fact that, do you ever remember that you had homemade ice cream and an angel food cake?
Yes.
For a birthday?
Oh,
do you
yeah.
know why, don't you? Because to make the ice cream with the egg yolks, you had all those egg whites
so
that you could make the angel food cake. And so it kind of was waste not, want not sort of mentality.
Do with it or do without. Okay.
Right.
Sue Belcom is with Root Cellars Farm near Mandan. Thanks for being with us, Sue.
Oh, thank you for having me.